This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Both the East and the West Coasts are facing challenges this morning. The wildfire on the West Coast, the weather in the East. We'll start there with the AP's Norman Hall.
Forecasters say the East Coast is due for a stretch of weather that will be rainy, windy, and potentially dangerous, due in part to an atmospheric river and developing bomb cyclone. The storm is expected to bring heavy rain and fierce winds to many areas through Wednesday night. Flooding is possible in some locales. The National Weather Service says one of the key factors driving the weather is an atmospheric river, a long band of water vapor that can transport moisture from the tropics to more northern areas. Places like western Maine could see freezing rain, downpours, unseasonably high temperatures, and damaging winds all in the span of a day. I'm Norman Hall.
That wildfire in Malibu, California has some residents running. The AP's Ben Thomas has the latest on this.
Evacuation orders and warnings have gone out to some 20,000 residents of Southern California as firefighters battle a wind-driven wildfire in Malibu near celebrities' seaside mansions, horse farms, and Pepperdine University. More than 8,000 homes and other structures are under threat, and some have burned. I'm Ben Thomas.
Now to the man charged with murder and the killing of the United Healthcare CEO. Prosecutors in Manhattan are taking steps to get Luigi Mangione to New York from Pennsylvania, where he's in jail after being arrested. But defense lawyer Thomas Dickey says his client will not waive extradition and instead wants a hearing on the issue. Overseas now, the United Nations says humanitarian aid to northern Gaza has largely been blocked for the past 2 months. AAA expects about 119 million people will travel for the upcoming holidays. This is AP News. Now to what you eat and what you should eat, according to experts. The AP's Shelley Adler.
The recommendations for the 2025 dietary guidelines sound familiar. Americans should eat more beans, peas, and lentils and cut back on red and processed meats and starchy vegetables. It's also a good idea to continue to limit added sugars, sodium, and saturated fat. That's the advice released by an expert panel of nutritionists charged with counseling the U.S. government about the 2025 edition of the dietary guidelines. But the 20-member panel did not weigh in on the growing role of unprocessed foods that have been linked to health problems, saying there's not enough evidence to tell people to avoid them. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Fish and Wildlife Service plans to add the monarch butterfly to the threatened species list by the end of next year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.